Well, by now you probably figured out that in advanced analytics projects, there's more than one way to accomplish the goal, and there's a lot of decision points. And so the number one thing we get asked is, how do I figure out what to do? So I hope we've given you a good start with the process and then the platform. So you start with the process, you really define out the problem, you get that settled, then you start looking at the pieces you might use for that. And I further simplify all my projects that I work on with clients into really just two things. The first is requirements. What must the thing do? And then constraints. What can the thing not do? And putting those things into buckets will help clarify what the customer's looking for. Once that's done, however, you still have this huge choice of products. I mean, you could do everything in Hadoop. Everything you need to do could be done in that one platform. SQL Server is an amazing tool. You can do so much with that. R, don't get me started. All kinds of things can happen in R. So what do I use and when do I use it? It's the number one ask that we have. And so we've put together a kind of cheat sheet. Now, like all of these things, like any checklist or anything else, it's reductionist. It's too confined. And it will lead you to believe this is the right way to do it and the only way to do it. These are merely guidelines. So they're there to help you understand some of the decision points that you can make. You remember when we did our tear apart and we said we saw the words a lot, a lot, a lot. So at least it will help you focus on these are the things that wouldn't do a lot as well. They might be better for smaller tasks or tasks that come in more frequently and so on. So there are some decision points. I'm going to give you a cheat sheet with two of them. One of them is the compute choice. And the other is the storage choice, the way you kind of store the data. So hopefully within those two things, you'll be able to take those two things together and walk through and make a good decision, especially as you're getting ready to do your final exam. It's often said that everything should be made as simple as possible and no simpler. That's true, and sometimes you have to oversimplify things a little bit. So what we've done, I've got a resource, by the way. I know you can't read all of this. You can read most of it, but I've got a resource where you can go look this up and a description for it as well in your study guide. So I recommend you go do that. But basically, there are some fairly easy decision points you can use. If you're using large amounts of data, you don't want to use something small to store it. If you're using a small amount of data, there's no reason to use a large data store for that. The beautiful thing about all this is that you have all of these things to pull from. And so we've got a slide here for what to use for data. Again, there's a full PDF that you can pull down. A good friend of mine helped me develop this. Great guy, his name is Romit, helped me do this. And then we've also got one of those for compute. So you don't need to memorize all these right now on the screen. You've got a handout that you'll be able to go get and sort of pull these down. But we do have some guidelines for what to use for data and compute. As you think through your process, as you think through your platform, and as you think of these two slides, what to use for data, what to use for compute, it'll be a fairly straightforward matter for you to do your final exam. Speaking of which, read your handouts, take a look at your study guides, and let's get on to that final project.